And she spent most of the next 20 years of her life hating me for it. Still? No. In the end we managed to put it behind us. And he deftly changed the focus of their conversation. How about you? Did you and Peter not have any children?
We were too busy.
And he heard that bitterness creeping once again into her voice.
He with his charity work, me with my career. We were still young, had our whole lives ahead of us, after all, plenty of time for children.
He turned his head to meet her gaze directly as they reached her car.
It's the biggest regret of my life, Enzo. I could have had children with someone else, of course, but I didn't want to. I wanted Peter's children.
She pressed the remote on her key ring and unlocked the car.
You're a lucky man.
And she opened the driver's door and slipped behind the wheel. The annex felt even colder than when Jane had shown him around earlier. The light thrown out by the naked bulb in the stairwell seemed more depressing than he remembered it, devoid of any warmth. He lifted one weary leg after the other to climb the stairs. They had sat talking for nearly an hour in the house when they got back, and two large whiskies later Enzo could barely keep his eyes open. And so he had said good night and walked across the sodden lawn, feeling the ground squelch beneath his weight, wetting his shoes and chilling his feet. Moonlight fell at an angle through the dormer, lying in a bright slab across the floor and the bed, and he resisted the temptation to put on the electric light. The room glowed in the light of the moon. He took a moment to set up his laptop computer on the dressing table, plugging in the 3G USB stick that would connect him to the internet and allow him to check his email. Then he undressed himself hurriedly in the cold, anxious to slip beneath the blankets, even although he knew that the sheets would be frigid, possibly damp, and that sleep could be a long time coming in spite of his fatigue. As he tossed the last of his clothes onto a chair and prepared himself for the icy plunge, he saw a light come on in an upstairs window of the house opposite. He could see a washed-out, patterned paper on the far wall of the room it exposed, then after a moment Jane moved through his field of vision, disappearing momentarily, before returning to stand within the frame of the window, pulling her shirt up and over her head to reveal pale skin and a black bra. She bent over now to slide her jeans down over slender thighs, stepping out of them, and straightening up to expose the skimpy black string she wore beneath them. She half turned, and he saw the curve of her buttocks, and felt guilty suddenly like a voyeur or a peeping Tom. He turned away from the window to throw back the covers on his bed, trying to keep his eyes averted, but he couldn't resist a final glance, only to see her silhouette filling the frame as she advanced to swing the internal shutters closed, to keep in the light and shut out the night. And Enzo, almost as if she knew he was watching, almost as if she hoped he might be.